This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And a good Thursday afternoon, everybody. Hello. By the way, temperature tomorrow, pushing up against 70.
In the shade.
In the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Went on a 3+ mile walk this morning. It was glorious.
Second fall spring.
I know. Don't jinx it.
It's the spring of deception.
I'm just being real.
Is it going to get cold again?
It will. Not. It won't show on your radar, because for the next 10 days it's going to be nice and warm, but day 11?
No.
Better watch out.
No, because the unofficial first day of spring is on Saturday. And it'll be 46 degrees.
And it's never snowed on May 3rd in this city.
By the way, in the last hour since we started the show, Patrick Mahomes retweeted the tweet about Pat McAfee saying Travis Kelce is coming back,
mm-hmm.
and the retweet was just like an excited
GIF.
Can we get a new word for that, by the way? A short clip of video of excitement. Let's call it that.
Yeah, because that's so much easier to say than GIF.
What does GIF stand for?
Graphic something.
So in other words, you don't know.
Graphic interchange format.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that the person who launched this thing that we all use knows how to pronounce it.
That is still music.
And when you want to hear REM again, call on Sam.
That's right.
I mean, who doesn't?
The takeaway is this: Travis Kelce is coming back. For that, we are all so excited.
Hang on, one more time.
I know. Yeah, a little more REM, please.
Yep. Good.
GIF.
Okay.
So stupid.
I'm thrilled he's coming back. I don't doubt he's coming back. Why haven't we heard it from him that he's coming back?
What's the rush on his part?
He's on vacation.
Yeah.
It only takes one person, his agent, to send out an email.
Says, you want him to interrupt his 2-month vacation with Taylor Swift.
I do not.
Call up his agent and say, yeah, I'm coming back.
We're just thrilled he is. Thrilled he is. I'm surprised. I thought he was going to retire. I'm thrilled he's coming back.
Well, I'll believe it when I hear from him.
Also, I guarantee you he's already told the organization he's coming back.
Okay. It has been nearly 2 decades since the T-Mobile Center, Sprint Center, opened, and while there had been rumblings of an NBA or NHL franchise being an anchor tenant, those hopes have never materialized in 20 years. However, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has expressed an interest in being part of an ownership team for a WNBA franchise in Kansas City. That doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon, but former Eagles center Jason Kelce is hoping that Mahomes also would consider helping bring an NHL team to Kansas City. On the latest episode of the New Heights podcast that Kelce co-hosts with his brother, Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, they spoke with Matt and Brady, cannot pronounce that last name. The hockey-playing siblings wowed fans with their play in the Four Nations Cup, and the Kelce brothers indicated that they may have an interest in bringing an NHL franchise, being part of a group that brings an NHL franchise to Kansas City.
How many games do they play in a season with the NHL?
You're looking at a guy who has never watched an entire NHL game in his life. I have no idea. But I can look because there's this thing called the internet.
What was the question?
How many games are in an NHL season?
Oh, I don't know.
I know. That's why I'm looking. NHL season.
It goes a while.
There are.
It's not baseball, but it's close.
It's just like the NBA, 82 games.
Oh, wow.
So 41 home games.
Roughly 41 home games.
But we've talked about this before. That is a money suck almost if you are the T-Mobile center and you've got acts in there three, four, five nights a week.
That is correct. I am totally fine with this city never getting an NBA or an NHL franchise. Totally fine with it. We don't need it. The T-Mobile Center makes a massive profit.
Just on the concerts.
Exactly right. And people said in the
beginning.
And
comedy shows.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, in the beginning, I mean, there was an assumption, well, if you're going to build an arena, I guess you got to have a sports team in it. But as they've shown, having a performance venue as an arena is just as good or perhaps even better.
2-3 shows a week, you're doing just fine. You know, and what happens when your NHL or NBA franchise starts to suck at the end of the season and 5,000 of your best friends show up for a game where you could be having Chris Stapleton or
Jelly Roll there. I think this town is big enough for both. I really do.
What? For concerts and one of
yes,
the two?
I do.
I think that's the whole thing. Is there enough money out there for people to buy the season tickets?
Well, if the price of eggs would come down, Dan, yes, there is enough money. My God, I went to the store yesterday. I hate to keep being the bearer of egg news, but what the hell?
They're expensive.
I mean, Aldi has broken.
We made a breakfast casserole. I think that thing's worth $9,000.
Might as well eat a bar of gold.
Put it in a safety deposit box.
We're starting to see surcharges. And if you own a bakery right now, I don't know what you're doing.
Well, they interviewed a gal who owns a bakery in New York City called I'll Make Your Cake.
No, you won't.
And she said,
not for that price.
In the average cake, she uses anywhere between, and depending on the recipe,
yeah,
uses anywhere between 15 and 30 eggs per cake. Now, these are big double-decker cakes. I mean, these are not, you know, the little birthday
like
cake you made
cakes.
For your kids. A little smaller than that, but bigger than the cake you would make for your kid.
New York prices, that's like 50 grand.
Yeah, she said, I'm holding out as long as I can, but next week I'm upping my charges.
Speaking of multiple shows, Dana, you're a huge fan of Josh Johnson.
Love it.
He has added a second show to his Midland stop on May 31st.
I want to go, but I want him to come on the program.
Well, I can reach out again.
Well, wait, I thought they said no, but then he went on 101 The Fox.
No, they didn't say no. They said not available.
Yeah, so his original show started at 7 p.m. He added a second act at 9:30, both on May 3rd.
Look him up. You'll love him. He is brilliant. He is young and
clean
and brilliant, and it is all
current
commentary on current events. Like current, like last week.
Or last night.
Yeah.
Here's my bold prediction. He will play the Midland for the last time in 2025.
Correct.
Before moving on to larger.
To the T-Mobile Center.
Well, no, they're booked up with a hockey team.
Well, true.
Not right now, Kelsey. No, he's good. He's very funny. I promised this story. We're going to get to the massage.
From the text line, not to brag or anything, but I just bought 2 dozen eggs and filled up my tank in the same day.
Wow.
Living high.
You're rich. An Alabama cafeteria worker has been fired for collecting donations to pay for student lunches. The Shelby County School Board decided to terminate Yvette Dunn following a hearing on the matter on Tuesday night. Officials said it was Dunn's dishonesty when she was questioned that their decision was based on. Board members also said Dunn went out of bounds of her job duties in asking for donations for poor students to get a lunch.
Good God.
In her testimony to the board, Dunn said she wanted to ensure that no child went hungry in the district. The district said no child has ever been denied a lunch at the elementary school. Quoting here, I made a mistake, and I think I should be able to go back to my job. In my opinion, I think I should have just been suspended for 2 weeks, but I've been off since October.
Certainly, the dishonesty during the questioning
probably didn't help.
Did not look good. I understand where the school district is coming from here, because if you allow this to happen, you are opening the door for financial infidelity. How are you going to stop any other lunch lady from opening up one of these donation campaigns on the guise of, oh, we've got hungry kids, and then pocketing the money for themselves?
You're not wrong, Sam.
I hate to be the error of bad news.
No. I mean, you want to believe that there is goodness in people, and I think in Yvette Dunn, there is goodness.
And I'm sure she did it all correctly until they started saying, what are you doing? And she said, nothing.
And the lying does not help.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name's Scott here on KMBZ.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.